case is case number 10-22-149. Welcome back, Deputy Chief. Can you just please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, Deputy Chief Donald Olson, OLSON, East Hartford Police Department.
And Deputy Chief, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, so we received an application from the appellant. I did an investigation, which I received in May of 2021. And upon review, it appears that the appellant was the subject of a restraining order, which expired March 26, 2018. And it was based on allegations, positive physical force by the protective party. The applicant failed to disclose the restraining order on the permit application, which states, have there been any protective or restraining orders within the last 5 years? And that time had not expired at the time the application was submitted.
Thank you, Deputy Chief. I should remember to ask this. Sir, do you still live in East Hartford?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, my name is Michael Nagin.
Sir, you can remain anonymous if you'd like. I don't know if you heard that at the beginning, but it's up to you. It's your choice.
So I'm here to get my permit established. When I filled out the application, I filled it out the best of my ability and the truthfulness. On the application, there was two reasons, mainly the reason for filling out the application for employment, which will require me to obtain a license, pistol license, and for recreation, to be able to go to gun range and be able to provide, to access a gun, purchase one. When I filled out the application, when I came to the criminal history section, I knew the answer that I put was truthful. The reason why is because there's a section on the criminal history report that states that any racial or any criminal record or anything like that, you do not have to disclose. And I felt that my position requires that I didn't have to disclose any of the information. I have received a full pardon back in 2019, which was way after the fact of the protective order. And I was advised that I do not have to disclose that or anything when I was granted the pardon. So I assumed that that cloud was past me. So when I filled out the application and it came back that it was denied, I said, oh, here's the cloud again. And I consulted with friends of mine who are in law enforcement and IT as well as myself. And they also stated that I did not have to disclose any of that because of the erasure of my record. So that is where I'm at right now, and I'm trying to pursue my pistol permit.
Sir, I'm going to come back to you at some point. If you could just speak up. I know some members of the board are having a hard time hearing you, and that includes me. So just elevate your voice when I get back to you, okay?
Okay.
Deputy Chief, you may proceed with your case.
So the applicant submitted an application to the East Hartford Police Department. It's signed December 28, 2020. Upon doing a criminal records check, there was no criminal record in Connecticut FBI. However, we do a background check, obviously. We check previous protective and restraining orders. That's one of the things we do. We also check with other law enforcement agencies where the applicant previously lived. In this particular case, it was one of the neighboring agencies where the applicant lived. And when we requested any previous contact, we got some reports. One of the incidents, it's kind of close to the protective order, restraining order, was in 2017, where it appears that the applicant had a dispute with a girlfriend. The allegations from the girlfriend were that the applicant, you know, there was some possible physical force that maybe choked or pulled her hair or whatever. But the officer, based on interviewing the applicant at the time and his girlfriend, decided not to pursue the case, didn't believe there was enough probable cause to move forward with the case. So I, you know, took that information. However, when we looked at the protective restraining orders, that was in July, and I believe it was in September, there was a restraining order that was issued where the applicant is the subject and the girlfriend is the protected party. That was in September, I'm sorry, of 2017. So a couple months after this incident. And I don't have the report, a report that would correspond with that restraining order. It may be a civil restraining order, something she filed, it's possible. But one of the boxes that was checked was do not assault, threaten, abuse, harass, file of interfere, stalk to protect a person, and conditions related information continue for 6 months. That expired on March 26, 2018, and the application was submitted in 2020. So, you know, based on that information and the fact that the applicant did not disclose that on the application, which is separate from the criminal history, it's actually a question about protective and restraining orders. Just based on that particular situation, the application was denied.
Thank you. Sir, do you have any questions of the deputy chief based on what he just testified to?
Not so much questions, but...
Well, yeah, if you want to respond, you'll have your chance. This is just questioning one person at a time.
All right.
So no questions?
No questions.
Okay. Does the board have any questions? Chief?
So it was not a criminal protective order.
It appears to be a probably a civil restraining order. There's no other information in the system where I can reference it, obviously.
So unrelated to any arrest?
It appears that way, yes.
So it appears to be
that. Yeah.
And what the appellant said about being part of an arrest that was erased, it doesn't appear to be accurate. And regardless, I think you just said that restraining orders are not part of the arrest record, and that they are not a re-excluded case.
Right.
So for the appellant, someone's given that advice, it's not good advice. It's always best to put it there. But you don't have a case report on 27th, what caused that restraining order?
I do not.
Does it say ex parte on it?
It says restraining order. It says after hearing. So that's why I was kind of questioning it. If they met a criminal proceeding hearing, but it almost feels like it's probably a civil restraining
probably
order.
Probably gets a warrant, an ex parte, gets served, has to be hearing.
Right.
We're just kind of guessing.
Yeah. And again, it's kind of one of those situations where it's, you know, based on the question on the application and the fact that the box is checked on this one about assaulting, threatening, harassing, you know.
I think he clearly had an application to put that there. He mentioned a pardon. Do you have a record of a pardon?
I do not.
I don't have it in our. I don't have a pardon certificate or a letter or anything. At least I can't find it. Does any other board member have it?
No, but also there's no criminal history.
Yeah, I understand that.
So, you know, and even if there, you know, if we had that information, I wouldn't be able to utilize it in the proceeding anyway. So.
Well, yes, but the pardon would have charges he was pardoned for, and we talk about what they were.
Right.
Ask the account. There's an article here from the Current that you submitted. Is that about?
So that was something that, again, you know, our records personnel help us out with some of the investigation to at least gather the information for us. And one of the things we do routinely is just check the internet to see if the name of the individual happens to pop up. And this was just something that popped up, but it was quite old. That's why I didn't talk about it. It has nothing to do with the actual.
Nothing to do with
it. Yeah, no. I mean, there's other case reports, you know, where you could possibly go in the direction of suitability. However, you know, again, there's no arrest record. You know, it just seems to be like there might be some domestic issues in the past, probably with more than one person. So that's a little troubling, you know, a little concerning anyways. But again, I try not to utilize information that's kind of, I only use the things that are available to me, you know, when it comes to, you know, the proceeding. So in this particular case, obviously the application issue is the case the failure
to disclose is the reason for the...
Right.
Chief, I'll just point to the protection order registry for the 2017 restraining order that we're talking a lot about. Towards the top, there's a docket number HHDFA17. That means that's a civil, it was heard in family court, so it wouldn't have anything to do with a criminal.
Right.
Does the board have any other questions?
Just for clarification, are there any criminal convictions in the history?
No, and even like the 17 case that I mentioned from Manchester, they declined to move forward with the case based on the conflicting statements from the appellant, his girlfriend, and the fact that, if I remember correctly, she had claimed that there was some injury, but there was no visible injuries, you know, and it was reported several days later. You know, there was a bunch of issues with possibly the veracity of the, you know, the other half. So I think they decided not to go forward with that case. And obviously, you know, in our line of work, if there's even a chance that it happened, you know, you got to at least try to submit a warrant if you have probable cause for it. So clearly, that wasn't the case with the Manchester incident. So my guess is that she got a restraining order a couple months later. I don't believe it's connected with another incident.
How long was the restraining order valid for?
6 months. So from September 17 to March 18.
Other questions by the board? Any other witnesses?
No.
Okay. Sir, you can tell us what you'd like us to know. Remember, speak up.
When I fill out the application, each section have their own section, criminal history, medical. So under the criminal history, it talks about arrest, criminal record, and protective order. So I assume that all of that was compassed under one thing. If the protective order was outside of that and said regardless of the statute of anything in criminal history, then I probably would have put yes instead of no. So I took that as an all in the whole. That's why I put no. As far as the protective order, if you were to get a copy of the court record and what was proceeded, and there was no physical altercation with me. We shared a condo together. We rented out a condo together. Our relationship went south. I left. I tried to come back with the police officer to gather my stuff. The individual kept contacting me as well, and I called her to tell her. She didn't like the fact that I moved forward. She got a restraining order. She got a restraining order in Hartford, and it was for 6 months. I haven't contacted her at all. The reason why I thought I didn't have, also didn't think I had to mention that is because I had got a full pardon back in 2019. And that protective order was brought up. All of that information was brought up. And so I assumed that was encompassed in the ratio of the record as well. So that's why another reason what made me believe that I didn't have to put yes as well. So that was my reason for no. I do not have any felonies, do not have no misdemeanors, do not have no motor vehicle charge as well. That is it.
What was the allegation that caused the restraining order? What did she say you did?
She said I was contacting her and her son consistently, but we were in a relationship for over 7 years. So,
did she like violence?
No, it was never violent, physical to her at all. I don't believe in that. It was more of an upset that I left her to go back. When I left her because of allegation of cheating on me, I left her. I didn't have nowhere to go, so I went back to stay with. I went and stayed with the mother of my kid for a couple of days, and she found out. Then she didn't like that, and that's when the whole I'm getting a restraining order, don't contact my son, don't contact me, start. I don't believe in physically hitting or violence or any women or anything like that. That's not who I am.
Just for the board's sake, the protective order question, it's not just a matter of if you have a protective order, a restraining order, it includes violence or threatened use of violence. Stop harassing me, probably would, if that's all accurate, would not have to be reported anyway. So, taking the account's worth of it. So, I'm alleged.
I think I would have been arrested. Not true. I contacted the East Harford Police Station in Manchester, and I advised them that could they have her stop contacting me, but I think there was a little bit biased because I'm a male. That the protective order was put against me. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. That the protective order was put against me. And I think that's why it also took about a while.
What's the most serious crime you've ever
committed? That I have my racial,
Well,
that's
what you got. I'm not talking about your arrest history. Just what have you done?
If it's outside of that, I don't have any criminal records. I'm not understanding.
Is it possible for me to ask a question?
Yeah,
how's that?
I don't know if Chief's done.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I could just ask the applicant, have you ever had any other restraining or protective orders? Lodged against you?
From 2017? No.
You've never had another restraining or protective order?
No, from the 2017 and 2009, it was two.
Okay, two. Were there any others?
No.
Were there any in 2008?
No.
How many in 2009?
There was only one.
Okay. Because I have, in the registry, there's one from December of 2008 that expired after a year.
Well, I'm sorry, yes. I guess it started off in 2008.
Okay.
I should say that.
And that was a protective order?
Yes.
Okay, so that was related to a case. I have another protective order in 2009 in March that expired in August.
I would say, I think that's all related to the same thing.
And then there was another one in April of 2009, which is a little odd because it's during the same exact time that you had a protective order issued against you, and that expired in October of 2009. So it looks like over a short period of time there was three.
No, I think that was all related to the same.
Probably something that was filed.
The 2008-09, that was all related to the same individual. Mm-hmm. I think that it was just renewed, I believe, but it was all related to the same individual.
It looks like they're different docket numbers, so that would lead me to believe that they're different cases.
I didn't go to court more than once. I didn't even go to court at all for it. I didn't contest it. It was all related to the mother of my child, same thing. And that falls under the pardon.
Can you share any details about the pardon?
I got a letter from, this is just a copy of it that I made.
Well, tell us zealous.
Well, under department from anything, pretty much the cases that I have in the, from my understanding, it was only one protective order back then for the 2008-09 range. But that was a records endangerment, and it was also, I think, like a breach of peace related to that.
And assault third, disorderly conduct, and harassment second. That's what the protective order says.
I don't have that. I wasn't charged with that. At least to not monitoring them. I don't remember that. But it, when I went to the board, I reviewed that was incident back then, and they agreed that that none of this should be ever held against me, and granted the racial of that policy. So I'm asking the board to do not allow that pass turn dressing and that cloud back then sustained this for me from not being able to pursue a pistol permit today because.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You have a certificate of pardon, okay?
Yeah, I think.
Can ask anybody any questions.
The criminal history, convictions on his record right now, does it say his record's clear except for what you have from other agencies?
There's no criminal history.
All right.
That's correct.
All right, so you have no criminal history listed. You have a pardon maybe somewhere. And then you have the reason you're being denied is the failure to disclose.
Failure to disclose.
The protective order from a civil case.
Yep.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And I would just say, just go back to my reasoning of putting no, was that under the criminal history, I assume that everything under there encompasses that, and the statute of being that I don't have to, any conviction or anything, well, I don't have to mention that. And that legal, I'm not required to mention that.
The worst that we're hearing is that the restraining order sounds like a civil restraining order, unrelated to any charges or arrests or anything.
There's
no way for that to be erased because it's not tied to a charge, unless you want to tell us differently.
Sir, I'm not a legal expert, so that's why I was going by basically my answer on. And if I had to redo it again, I would put change my answer.
I don't know that you had to put it on anyway. Because there was no violence involved. I don't know that it had to be
disclosed
anyway, but
we're
just not sure. That's why we keep asking questions.
Yep.
Were you arrested
in 2017? No, I was not in 2017. No, I wasn't.
So we're talking back in 2009.
Yeah, because he also mentioned other incidents, so that's why I wanted to just be full disclosure, everything. I don't have nothing to hide, honestly. And I understand this process, you have to be truthful and understand. And I want you guys to understand my background.
No, he's alleging that the denial was because you didn't disclose that restraining order, and we're trying to determine if you even had to.
All right.
Okay. And you're saying it's because your charges were erased because of a pardon. That doesn't seem connected to the restraining order at all.
Yeah. So my way of thinking is when I fill out the application, I assume because I had a pardon, and I had to disclose.
But the restraining order doesn't have anything to do with the pardon.
But I had to disclose the restraining order and protect. I feel like they're all the same, but I guess they're not. I had to disclose all of that information, no matter what. So regardless of the fact, I had to disclose that information to the pardon. So I assumed that was all taken care of at that time. So when I saw this under the criminal history and I assumed it was all the same thing, my thinking was I didn't have to disclose any of that. That's why I put it out. So I wasn't trying to hide anything. I thought I was answering the question truthfully, because everything, to me, it felt like everything falls under that criminal history, and that's what, if it was separate.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that, though. That part doesn't have anything to do with what happens after the part.
I understand now.
Any other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I don't.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Well, I just want the board to understand that I'm not a criminal. I don't have no ill will intention. My purpose for the application was to work employment and also be able to go to purchase a gun and go to gun range. I swear I thought I answered the question truthfully on my understanding of what I had to disclose in this document. And I would just let the board just understand.
Thank you, sir. Deputy Chief, would you like to make a closing statement?
Just that the applicant failed to disclose the restraining order on the application. I understand that, you know, there's a possibility here that maybe, you know, there wasn't some sort of assault that occurred or whatever. We don't have that. I don't have that information, so I can only assume based on the fact that the box is checked. And also, it's just a little troubling that there's a history of protective and restraining orders here. That's a little concerning. And it may be linked to the pardon. I'm not really sure, but it's a little concerning.
Thank you. Comments by the board? No comments? Because I'm like all over the place with this one.
So I just say that with no criminal history convictions, that's a good note. Sounds like there's a pardon in there that you've taken care of to go through some part of your life, a tough stretch. Don't really have the details on that. In the 2017 protective order for 6 months, and your understanding seems like you're being truthful and honest. But again, trying to wrap my head around all the details.
Yeah, we do have, and my understanding is the protective order registry, that does not get erased by virtue of a pardon or a nolle or a dismissal. So those records remain, but the stated purpose of the denial is a failure to disclose, which certainly there's a lot of confusion there, and I'm a lawyer. So the question is, within the past 5 years, have you been the subject of a protective order or restraining order issued by a court in a case involving the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against another person, regardless of the outcome or result of any related criminal case, to which the appellant checked no? And we don't have any real documentary evidence of the basis of the restraining order that was a civil restraining order in 2017 through 2018. It's a fairly, there's no vanilla restraining or protective orders, but there's no staying away from the home order. There's no staying away from the protected person. It is kind of the lowest level of a protective order. Do not assault, threaten, abuse, harass, follow, interfere with, or stalk the protected person, which is the lowest condition of such an order. Whereas the older ones that he still has, you know, involve staying 100 yards away, having no contact, don't hurt any animals owned by the protected person, etc. Don't go to the dwelling of that person. We just don't have a ton of evidence on this. The appellant has testified that it had to do more with a misunderstanding or maybe perhaps some jealousy between the protected person. So I think there's a real question of whether there was a false statement made on the application. It's a tough one. No other comments?
Yeah, I think to his understanding, he did everything correctly. So I don't think there's any intent to deceive here. And I know the board is entitled, and the issuing authority is entitled to have a full record. I understand that. But the cases where we come down the hardest is when we find an intent to deceive, mm-hmm. or somebody saying, well, you know, I didn't think that was a big deal, but they knew that they were supposed to report it or something like that. And I don't see any kind of fraudulent intent here.
That was well said. Thank you, Attorney Sinetti. All right. I don't know where I started last time, so I'll go down to the chief. Chief Rosenthal.
You started with me every time.
No, I did not have a problem last time.
Is that true?
I don't see an issue with the failure to disclose them. We probably did not. They will do that issue with the other protective order. They are still under record with serious charges.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
I understand your position, but I'm going to have to go with the appellant on this.
Dr. Conrad?
For the appellant.
And chair votes appellant. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.